This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Where are they? Matt and Sweat on the loose for more than 2 weeks. On Wednesday evening, a second prison worker, Gene Palmer, was charged in connection with the escape of Richard Matt and David Sweat. With more than 2,000 tips from the public, investigators are still tracking possible locations near and far from the northern New York prison they broke out of, Clinton Correctional Facility. Sightings have been reported as far away as 700 miles, while DNA evidence was taken from a cabin only 15 miles from Clinton. Brian Mann is Adirondack reporter for North Country Public Radio on the line with us. Brian, this is into the incredulity zone at this point, at more than 2 weeks. Where do we stand?
Yeah, it's exhausting and nerve-wracking, and they're searching a vast area. And this is, you know, I grew up in Alaska, John, and this country looks like Alaska. Driving through it in my four-wheel drive pickup a day or so ago, I got a whole new sense for what these searchers are up against, and it's big country.
My relatives are calling me from all over the country, and they're now starting to say, are they anywhere near you? I mean, I live in New York City. They're nowhere near me. I say, don't worry about this. But what, with 2 weeks now, we really don't know what to say. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, we don't know for sure. There was this DNA hit in this cabin where they may have also picked up shotguns or other firearms. So now the additional worry is that they may be heavily armed, these two very dangerous men. We still think they probably did not have big help from outside the prison, so they may truly be a couple of guys with a clever plan that got them out through a manhole cover, and now they're on foot in this wilderness area. That's one scenario. Another scenario is that they actually did have something, some big scheme up their sleeve, and that they're long gone. But again, investigators that we're talking to here, they think they've got them cornered up there in the big North Woods, and they think with these tracking dogs and helicopters and just this massive paramilitary operation that's underway, they think they're going to get them, but it could take time.
What does the Gene Palmer development say? There's another veteran prison guard who's now been arrested, out on bail. What role could he possibly have here? Do we know?
Yeah, there is allegations now that he did bring tools and perhaps blades and drill bits into these men. Perhaps he was tricked by Joyce Mitchell, this other worker who has been charged with aiding this escape. Gene Palmer, a veteran guard who I actually interviewed years and years ago. People say he's a really devoted prison guard, but definitely entered into some kind of relationship here with these men. He took some of their paintings home, which is a big no-no for a guard to get into that kind of a relationship with guys he's supposed to be keeping an eye on. But I have to say, John, this is not uncommon. You know, guards who live year in, year out, long shifts with inmates, these relationships develop. And so a lot of the COs, the corrections officers I'm talking to, they say, you know, there are gray zones and then there are lines you don't cross. It may be that Gene Palmer just crossed one of those lines.
Would it be illegal for him to have simply taken a painting home, or would there have to have been some material support for this plot here?
Both are alleged at this point. First of all, yes, absolutely. If an inmate tries to give you a gift, anything even as apparently innocent as a work of art, that's a no-no. You're just not supposed to have that kind of a relationship. But it is also alleged that Gene Palmer brought tools into the prison to give to these men. Also that he may have carried frozen meat patties that had saw blades and drill bits stuffed inside them. His attorney has suggested that Palmer may have been tricked and didn't know that those things were inside the meat patties. But he's very deep in this now, and now he's been charged with four felony and misdemeanor counts. Mm. So he's definitely into a very long legal fight.
Got to go, Brian, but I can't resist. Who's the mastermind here? Does anyone have any theories on that?
Richard Matt seems to be the guy. He's had a long reputation for being a manipulator, a planner, a schemer, and he looked very closely at this prison and seems to have cracked it.
Brian Mann, Adirondack reporter for North Country Public Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.